and welcome to episode 45 of the Embodied Living Yoga podcast. I'm Shannon Elliott, and today's shorter talk is on habits and really what that looks like as far as nature's law and, you know, how to actually begin to think about breaking habit in a way that is not so personal, which I find as I can step back and actually look at it as like a law of nature and what it is that is happening as opposed to a personal, you know, whatever the personal habit is that I'm trying to break or create, it allows a little bit more power and ability to be able to get in there with a little bit more access. So thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoy it, and I will see you on the other side.
So I was just thinking about like habit, I guess. Habit would maybe be the word. Nature's law will say that an object in motion stays in motion, all right, until some force stops it. Or an object that is like inert and still stays in stillness until some force moves it, right? Which may seem like whatever, but I was thinking about just our habits, right? It's kind of why it's hard to stop the bad habit, because it's in motion, right? We'll say that one is in motion. I even think this is oversimplistic, so just stick with me. But I was thinking even like things like addiction, right? We keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it's hard to get that stop no matter what you want, because it's continuing to go in motion every day, the patterns being set. And how this looks like in your regular life, I was thinking like, you know, we all have cycles in relationship. Whoever, whether it's parent, kid, friend, employee, employer, where you have cycles in relationship where you just can't kind of get out of the pattern. Even though you don't like arguing, we'll say, you don't like the energy exchange, you don't like that, you know, your mom always annoys you or whatever it is, right? Which my mom doesn't, so just to give that clarity. Sometimes she does, but it's not my thing. I have other things. But that we really, if we can really look at it from a perspective, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you take some distance and look at it from a perspective of actually how the habit is moving, it no longer becomes about something you can or can't do. Do you know what I'm saying? You create some distance and you understand that that's how it's working. And so then you have to, then it becomes, it really is like you've got to want it enough to stop it, or you've got to want it enough to move it. It sounds easy, but it's not. And that's just, I was thinking about it in relation to your yoga practice. There's like a cricket or a spider. What is that? Sorry. Okay. Anyway. So I got sidetracked. I was thinking about it in relation to your yoga practice as well. We're going to move because it's not really benefiting to stay sitting here right now. So I know it's time to move it. You see it, right? Oh, yeah. I'm not even scared of bugs, but it was just a little too close to my back end.
It's small. It's not going to bother you.
It's all right. I have a bearded dragon at home. Too bad he wasn't here. He'd eat it right up. All right, so anyway, I was just thinking I don't know if that's helpful or not. I find it very helpful to think about my personal problems in that way, or personal, not problems, but personal limitations, things that where I feel stuck or where I can't stop something. If I can back up and think of it more like the law of nature, does that make sense? That it no longer becomes a Shannon thing. And then I can go, oh, this makes sense that this is what's happening. And so therefore, now I have a little bit more ability to move into it and either stop or move it out. But I'll leave it there for now. And we'll move, because I think that's really what needs to happen.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode. I was just thinking, you know, how this actually looks like in some regular examples as well. It doesn't always have to be big things. You know, my nature, I tend to run, you know, colder. For sure, I'm always cold at this time of year. I'm cold in the winter. I'm cold in the fall. I tend to run cold. And so The interesting thing about that is that even though my tendency is that I'm someone that runs cold, I'm also someone that is the most likely to not put on a jacket before I leave, you know, the most likely to underdress at a time when I really need, you know, when I could use a little bit more clothing. And then I find, you know, that other people who actually don't have that tendency, you know, I'm speaking in generalizations, but other people that don't have that tendency tend to always have, you know, the right clothing, you know, the right gear or whatever it is to do whatever it is that is in front of them. And so their temperature is comfortable and they're not sidetracked by being freezing, you know. And it just, it kind of cracks me up because I've been really working on this, this fall, you know, and I can't believe what a simple thing, right? When you think object in motion stays in motion, my habit is I just never even have a jacket, you know. And I don't, you know, I don't have the right clothing. And if I do, I don't put it on, you know? So my habit has always been that, I just got used to being cold, and it's such a silly thing, you know, to actually go into it and look at it as that, right? It's habit, it's motion. And how do I get in and, stop it? Right. And so it again, simple thing, but I want to give how this works in real life. And the reality is I just started making time, one, to do things a little bit differently, you know, like warm baths or hot showers or, you know, warm oil massages have been really helpful for me body temperature wise. But the biggest thing, which takes zero time, is to just grab a freaking jacket and put it on, you know. And my kids and I, we've been riding our bikes to school and stuff like that. And it's just so funny because I'm so proud of myself because it's quite cold out, but I'm not cold because I'm putting on a jacket and a hat and gloves, which sounds so normal. And I know some of you can relate. Some of you that run like me, temperature wise, can relate to the fact that these simple things, like, we don't do. And so when I was thinking about it, it just is habit, you know, object in motion stays in motion until something stops it, right? And now stopping it, and it doesn't take very much time at all to create a new habit of putting on proper clothing, you know? And I can't believe how my internal body temperature actually feels warmer. I don't have that freezing cold, you know, tendency. I don't even have the heat up as high in the house anymore, which is also interesting, is that I'm having myself prepared, not only through, you know, going outside. When you're running around all day and cold all day and you get home, you'll tend to have the heat blasting, you know, where if I actually keep myself warm throughout the day, whatever it is that I'm doing inside or out, when I get home, I don't have that need to blast the heat, you know, my body temperature has been maintained. So this, I don't know. I hope that you find it helpful. I hope that you can see that it's just regular little everyday things that can make these huge differences. And also, you know, the other piece of that is that it just feels kind, you know, it feels kind to take that moment and, you know, throw on an extra layer or something and actually create warmth and nourishment and kindness. So hope that helps. Thank you for listening. You could reach out to me, Shannon@onyxyogastudio.com. ShannonElliottYoga.com, and our yoga studio is Onyx Yoga Studio in Warren, New Jersey. Have a beautiful day. Om Shanti.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.